This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
No matter how hard them as I heard, upstream is
From what day you may find out, certain people not like me. Apri one crocus bag a thing now. Bex throw me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them a spite me, me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. 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 Me just a do it like Nike.
Then one pies and make from a thing.
Heads with Nazi is brought to you by ATC, Burger King, Cancer Treatment Centers of America, The Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, Jones Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Dr. Jones, Percy's Island Games, Dry's Bahamas, and Tropical Gyros.
Hello. You can't see the star to the tint up. Plus me and the Cuban a link up. Rose gold for the Cuban link up. How much ice does a her and me ring so?
Okay.
From what day you may find out?
The Tuesday, April 25th edition of Talking Heads is on and popping. Your boy Nardi in your company right up until 6 p.m. But look here. My God. Don't get caught on the roads in these days. I don't know where all this traffic come from. I don't know where your little car people trying to drive up all on the sidewalk and on top of car and everything. But y'all need to stop. Y'all need to stop. Some of y'all must be still thinking this Exuma. Mr. Producer, you see this video come back from Exuma with all them car accident? I can send it to you. Text me if you all saw that video floating around on social media with all them buck-ups in Exuma. All kind of car accident allegedly going down over the weekend during regatta. Everybody kapunkling up in the car. My thing is, you know, social media go, all y'all sharing on social media, you know, we haven't had any reports of any incident or loss of life from regatta or accident like that, so that would make one question, you know, the validity of what you're sharing. But from the naked eye, that's a lot of buck-ups in them cars, but my God. But anyway, I digress. Here's how you chime in, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Toll free in Grand Bahama and any one of the family islands, 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720. Texas. Anytime you want. Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. Cable channel 969, BTC Flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on. For fresh news, smart talk all day. All right, let's check out the headliners real quick. I'm going to double up the tribute tomorrow, okay? Because we're going to Freeport in a second. But yeah, Mr. Producer, we got Freeport chimed in. All right, we good to go? All right. Now, let me just hook up the headliners real quick. Who are what's making headlines in the 242? All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. And here, real quick, here's what's blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views that Matter since 1844. Police chief says crime down 28%. Why does this man continue to do this? Mr. Fernanda, I like you. You are right with me. I've interviewed you before. Every time I see you, you're always cordial. Sir, Mr. Chief of Police, please. We talked about this last year. When you came on, you said there's 85 murders on the book and we won't see 100 by December. And look where we did end up. Why do you continue to do this? We've had 8 murders in 8 days between April 14th and the 22nd. And you're talking about crime down 28%? Fernanda seeks to calm public over a wave of violence. But don't tell us it's down 28% and we had 8 murders in 8 days. And don't tell me shoplifting down and car breaking down and car stealing down. I don't care. When you can get murder down. And every time. 3 killing less than 24 hours. Here we come. Crime is down 28%. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
This is your black brother, Nardi. How you doing, my brother?
What's going on, Double J?
Man, I was sitting awake on Lincoln Boulevard and Woodford. I heard them shot. I said, "Mix, let's go." Nigga head on the ground, brains on the ground.
Oh God!
See, and a couple of people get killed in Flamingo Gardens too. Two that way and one that way and more. See, then he's up lying. My good friend with the Perry Christie. I thought when the Chinese asked him what he wanted, he would get some helicopters and things. You know, we get naughty. He get rubber bullets, tear gas, and water, and kill babies, you know. And I thought he would get some ships to me, but that's the country. Let me do these things. But see, I keep telling you all, you're not going to change in this country until we get rid of the Moses school.
And two more today, JJ?
Yeah, man. Three in less than 2 hours, 3 hours now.
And hold on now. But the chief of police says crime is down 28%.
They don't need crime. The people reporting. People sick and tired of police because they're naughty. I watched a million police cars gone on Woodford today. Where all them cars come from? People call them. People get assisted and no cars come. They ain't got no car. Where all them cars come from, naughty?
I tell you. They show up when they need to show up.
They think we bring people dumb too, but see, this school bring people educated and they challenging you.
Well, let me rephrase that. They show up when they want to show up.
Land, my children, your children can't buy land when they want to go, you know. Naughty, guess what happened, naughty? If the Chinese, who come and who is killing one people, the Chinese people make the government talk about they can lock down again. People say, but they tired. You know more lockdown? The French can't on bad. Brazil, all the people can't on bad. It's only a matter of time.
Look at the world, right? Look at the world, right?
We're tired of these lousy positions, right? They're tired.
I hear you.
They're running hard now.
All right, JJ.
I'm push now. Bye.
Ditto. Let's go to the next call. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads. All right, you wasn't patient enough. You can call back. All right, revolving door. 10 murder suspects, 11 victims were out on bail. The bail is a death penalty now. Obviously, will be interviewed this week. Finally, the accused MP will be investigated, as The Rock would say. And not even investigated, interviewed. Food costs up 9% over last year. Opposition leader, Mr. Michael Pinto, government broke the law with the administration's decision to draw down on $232.8 million in special drawing rights, SDRs from the central bank. It was an illegal act. Oh, God. Where does this crew be coming? Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
You know, the CG, you must understand what's being reported. Crime is down. Because that's an accumulation of all sorts of crime. Murder is just one of those crimes.
I get you, you know. It's all on semantics. You and I both know where you're going with that, you know.
Yeah, but I mean, that's the picture that they want to paint. Because we are now faced, in fact, the government is now faced with an escalation of demonic Lucifer experiments that they cannot deal with. Because they're not about prosper. They are not about bringing chemistry. They're about conflict. They manage conflict.
They don't want unity. They want organized confusion and conflicts.
Right. And clutter. Clutter is the enemy of.
Clutter is the enemy of
clarity.
Of clarity and success and advancement and progress.
So they know how important it is to keep it cluttered so that we be confused and can't find our way through. But I tell you, Naughty, if you want to get out of this mess, learn to master Forex. Be a Sam Bankman, but be a decent one, and you'd be okay. It's possible to do it.
I come in to talk to you on the side, but that, you know, you're starting to convince me.
No, but I'm telling you that when the economy drops, when everybody take all their money and buy gold, the traders could still be successful. When there's COVID and we lock down, I love to be locked down. That's when we could make more money, and that's when you're all suffering under the influence of some whatever our master's called. So why not address the fact that $7 trillion moves over our head every day, but we want to wallow in the muck and mire of PLP and FNM? We got to be crazy.
I with you, brother. I with you. Good stuff as always. Have a good one. All right, let's get to the break, Mr. Producer, and then we'll head down to Freeport as we start the buzz, brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. We get out of the headliners, brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. Get into the buzz, brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. We'll touch base with Freeport. But as we get there, all right, let me remind you, man, It is all about Crazy Tuesdays at KFC. All right, get those five pieces of chicken for $10, VAT included. Make it original, too. Yeah, man. I get it however you want. But don't forget, speaking of original, you need to rock the boat for your original recipe. All right? Real easy. Vote.kfcnaswa.com. Vote.kfcnaswa.com. Rock the boat for the original. Keep on listening out, because this week, I got another, you know, KFC signature pillow to give away. One of those huge bean bags. I got some gift bags to give away. I got some T-shirts to give away. So most definitely, keep on listening, and I'll tell you how to get hooked up with that. But you got to rock the original, all right? Vote.kfcnassau.com. And don't forget, it's Crazy Tuesday. You get those five pieces of chicken, $10, all right, at your favorite KFC location, all right? Real quick, we're going to take the break. Flip side of the break, we'll be back at you. And we're going to Freeport for the Freeport Report, as we do each and every Tuesday.
But me not fear no guy, you know. No matter how hard them are spite me. Me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. 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 Me just a do it like Nike.
Original or hot and spicy?
Feeling original? Think twice. Here's some precise advice. Always add the spice.
Hey, that's great. Take your time, brother. I don't want you to run too far out with your spicy self.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, more hot, but you still ain't got the right flavor.
Listen, just like the Colonel, I'm an original. You? There's a spicy come lately.
You think so? Original. You could never.
There's no winning flavor. They're all finger-licking good. Only at KFC Nassau.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Center, South America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, they're the... They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Refined style with elegant taste. Then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist. Then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go. Like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste. Then fine threads is your place. Is your place, is your place.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start. From the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Hazelnut meets mocha with the new Dunkin' Hazelnut Mocha Signature Latte. Savor the delicious coffee combination of smooth, rich espresso with silky chocolate and toasted hazelnut flavors. All topped with whipped cream, decadent mocha drizzle, and hot chocolate powder. Available hot or iced, the Dunkin' Mocha Latte is the perfect pick-me-up at any time of day. So why wait? Head to your favorite Dunkin' and enjoy the Dunkin' Hazelnut Mocha taste sensation today. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
The ultimate sandwich experience starts with a bite of the KFC Barbecue Glazed Zinger and a flavor explosion of crispy, juicy, 100% premium white meat spicy cheese and smoky bacon on a toasted brioche bun. The perfect balance of heat and sweet. You won't be able to resist the KFC Barbecue Glazed Zinger. Made by the fried chicken sandwich experts, the KFC Barbecue Glazed Zinger is available for a limited time. Try one today. KFC, it's finger-licking good.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
Me just a do it like Nike. Me just a do it like Nike. Me just a do it like Nike. Me just a do it like Nike.
Them one buys a me from me thing up.
Hey, April 25th edition of Talking Heads continues right now. And real quick, before we get down there to Grand Bahama, I got to remind you, this Friday and Saturday, April 28th and 29th, the Central Bank will be hosting a financial literacy fair and digital expo at Fusion Superplex on Gladstone Road. Learn more about investment, saving, insurance, digital payment solutions, and more. Up to $50,000 in sand dollars will be given away. You can use your sand dollars anywhere. Sand dollars accepted. This includes the Red Cross Fair that's being held this Saturday and Sunday at Arawaki. The first 600 sand dollar wallet holders at the fair will receive 50% off adult admission and free admission for the kids. So be sure to attend that financial literacy fair and digital expo at Fusion Superplex on Gladstone Road this Friday and Saturday, April 28th and 29th. All right? The Central Bank is hosting that financial literacy fair and digital expo. Definitely want to take advantage of that. Sand dollars given away galore. All right. Let's get down to Freeport. Mr. Producer, you know today is Tuesday, so we always have the supplement in the Guardian from the Grand Bahama News. We'll be heading down there right now. Got Sarah Kirkby from the Grand Bahama News waiting on me. What's happening, Sarah?
Hey, I'm good. And guess who's on the line today?
Who on the line today? Don't tell me you found Darren.
I found him.
Dear Jesus, what's going on, man?
So we had to pull him from, he's always out in the east or west, something, always somewhere.
Darren, I thought they got you. I thought you was heading for politics, man. I was like, boy, you see, he's making plenty noise. He's get popularity, and then they get busy. Somebody recruiting him. I was hoping.
Good afternoon. You know, I've been doing some rotary work in the east, and so it had me a little consumed. But all right. I'm free today, and I'm glad to be free to be on the show.
And I'm glad you're here, man, and all is well with you and yours, obviously.
Thank you.
All right. Well, Sarah, let's start off like we always do. We like the good, the bad, and the ugly. But
I have to say my first thing when I woke up this morning was a message from Naughty, not personally to me, in a chat group I'm in with him, and I got to watch somebody who was a little bit Cuban come out.
Oh, you mean Cuban Willie, the return of Cuban Willie?
Oh, it was fantastic.
I don't know how you all like Cuban Willie so much, but Jesus, they hit me back. I got a lot of similar response today asking, you know, glad to see Cuban back. I thought something was wrong. Like, you know, Cuban ain't really real, but you all like him, so we'll keep him moving. We keep him doing big things. He's doing a big promotion with KFC and got some other things popping off, so you will see Cuban Willie back in the saddle again. But,
I particularly liked his phone number. I thought it was hysterical.
Yeah, 444 Hyde. Yeah, man.
Yeah, you know? That was good.
you get in Bahamian waters, we get you across the borders. That's how it works.
You are on form. And if I can, I'm going to go. Before we start Grand Bahama News, I just want to thank all the callers and for you for all mentioning about how long it has taken for the police to hopefully interview the alleged assailant in this case from Abaco. Who supposedly is an MP. It is unbelievable how long it has taken when supposedly there was an attack just the other day and it's taken all of 2 days to investigate that person. It's a little bit scary to think that this is happening in our community at the moment and that we're all okay with it. So I want to thank you for speaking out because a lot of people don't. And I really do appreciate it as a female. And I thank all the other callers who've called in. And Zhivago as well, who spoke about it earlier. It's important. It's terrifying as a woman to know that this could happen to you.
And to me,
nothing would happen if you actually reported it as well.
And to me, all the extenuating circumstances we've seen play out in the dailies and on social media. But more importantly to me, though, mentioning about it, you have a multitude of female MPs that have said nothing.
I know, right?
And then you got Elizabeth today with her commentary, too. It left a lot to be desired as well.
It speaks volumes. It also, the one that upset me the most was obviously the one on the marital rape. That was horrific. If you don't mind me saying, the God that I believe in and the God that I know and worship and praise never, ever intended for anybody to hurt anyone, especially not a wife or someone that you married that is part of the commandments of life. And so in order to justify that just blows my mind. So I thank those who are speaking out. I think women really need to speak out a lot more. We have to. And there are certain men like Alfred Sears, and there's other MPs. There are some that won't, but there are some that do. And I really do thank them. But other women have to speak out. I know they get scared, but we're never going to change anything. You know, we're so far behind here in our country. We're so progressive in so many things, but so non-progressive in others.
So remedial in others, you know? And it's horrible. I agree with you.
It is. So I hope this woman sticks with her guns. And it's horrible, first of all, that she even had to leave Abaco to come to Grand Bahama to state her case. But, you know, as women, we must protect each other. You know, we have to stand up. Not every rape case I get is perfect. But you have to listen to these people and you have to be there for them and you have to investigate it properly. But waiting over 20 something days or a month is just not possible.
It sets the wrong precedent and gives the wrong tone.
If Sarah, you know what is so amazing too with all of this is that we are always encouraged by our government officials to not follow social media and not to listen to the noise in the market. And to hear the prime minister say on his very own modern interview that he didn't hear or see the footage, but he was advised by a recording that she's not pressing charges. So why should we not listen to it, but you listen to it? And then you
and repeat, why repeat hearsay.
You repeat
you're
it.
King's counsel.
And so sure it's concrete. And as relates to the police, even the commissioner of police responds as relates to doing due diligence and investigation. I don't know, but from a Naughty may understand it better than me. If Naughty and I fight, I beat up Naughty. If I get to the police station, wouldn't even Naughty come? Well, it's so amazing that a complaint was made and 27 days later, because of the pressure of social media, because of the pressure of those that are speaking out, we now see action being taken by law enforcement to now question this individual. And it just so mind-boggling that it took this length of time for questioning to actually be done.
Exactly.
For due diligence to actually be done. Wrong is wrong. And if it's me, wrong is wrong.
And we
should never allow anybody, whether it's female or male, to feel as if someone who offended us or attacked us or did something to us is above the law and could reach this level and show up in the House of Assembly like nothing happened.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
There you go. Now, the plan to hike water rate faces pushback in Grand Bahama.
Yeah, so ain't nobody happy that there's going to be a rate increase. That's never going to happen. I get it. But it is a story that needs to be told. I think what was more concerning is that there has not been a chance for feedback, and we're not understanding, you know, where is the feedback? And I think Kwesi Thompson brought up a very good story, which is the fact that if you are the regulator of something you already own, that's really kind of conflict of interest. So it is a big story. It is something we need to think about. Yes, everybody understands the damage that was done to our system within Grand Bahama, but it has been questioned as to whether it was protected properly before the storm came. So I know that Darren will address this and something we'll talk about, but I'll just go quickly through the other stories. Just, you know, it's a really positive paper on the inside besides talk about the fact that thanks to the Canadian Women's Club and lots of donations, they'll be able to have a summer camp for the Humane Society, which is really great, teaching people, teaching young kids about animals, the safety of them and how to take care of them properly. And, you know, it's all part of becoming an adult, learning, you know, you learn through your animals how to become an adult and how to take care of children, how to be a responsible parent. So these are all good things that will come out with that. We also had Art Lakaya was a big success for the first time out. And this is them now giving art money to the local schools, which I think is a key factor. I come from an art teacher, so I'm an art background. I love theater and design and everything like that. So I do believe that this is fantastic for children. They have to have an art. It's been horrible over the years that art's been taken away from schools or not had funding to do so. So I think this is great. We also have the police roundup, which we do every month in the paper. And then if you turn over into the paper and you've got it by the paper, like Naughty says, get your Guardian today. It has all the news in it. You'll hear about they're trying to bring some business into the downtown area. They're going to have food trucks. They're going to have entertainment from young children who are in the local competitions. And so that's a good story for you to read about there. There was another eyesore knocked down. So we're very pleased about that, making Freeport, you know, look beautiful again, which I'm very pleased about. And I believe this one was a partnership between the owner of the building and the Port Authority, which is great. And then we had a little funny mishap this week where the Port Lakaya Marketplace decided to redo their whole parking lot, but failed to tell everybody. So it was a bit of a parking driving fiasco. But I digress. They survived it.
Okay. So that brings us to Darren.
So I'd like to hear Darren's comment on the water.
What's really going on, Don? We've heard from Pollyanna now. We got the feel good push from Brown Bomber. Now give me the real, give me the rough, rugged, and raw. What's really going on?
Well, Nadi, it's good to be on the show. Good to be amongst you guys. I missed you. I thought about you on Tuesday. You know, and Sarah, you know, I always thank you so much for your positiveness and looking at the glass the way that I do. You know, we were expected by now to start some level of work or something, some clear path to the international airport. Business outlook, the announcement of that was made. We were told 3 weeks we'll start seeing movement on the grounds. The trailer park that they've just constructed is leaking. The air condition, you can barely hear what you're doing in the facility for how loud the air condition is. And it's just one thing after the next. Sunwing would have brought its last, would have departed with its last. So the building that we were to spend almost $2-3 million or $2 million on renovating is now going to be sit for another, I guess, couple months until they figure out what they're going to do with it. And there's so much stuff. I see the minister for Grand Bahama on social media talking about a truck that she acquired. And I'm wondering, why do we have to always get leftovers or something that someone don't want when we can take funding from other places rather than parties and really equip our island? So these are some of the things that I do have. As relates to the water situation, I sort of, from a business standpoint, I understand where they are and what the decision is. But like me and many others, I do have questions where the $8 came from. On top of that, you know, how could the regulators be the owner? So I still have a concern with that. Will you tell yourself, no, you can't get an increase? You know, those are some of the things that questions me. I continue to encourage GBPA, listen, come out, have consultation, and not be a dictator to the people. Come talk. Tell us why we need the increase. Tell us what's the reason. I do understand and can appreciate that the water tables are challenged. They say, did they properly protect the system? I don't think anyone Dorian came with. And so I think they were sort of in their view down for the threat of Dorian. They've been through many storms. The Wellfield has been through impact. It has usually been, and not actually the water, not the water field or the well field. And so the impact we're now faced with the water system is that the well fields have been compromised and not the equipment. Even a lot of the well fields have been compromised and they don't believe that they will have to get them back. Well fields right now, they're digging for well fields throughout Grand Bahama, and it's concerning because if they don't put another system in place, we stand the possibility of not having proper water pressure and having water security in Grand Bahama. And so we don't want to have to barge in water. But again, I go back as a Grand Bahamian saying that there's time or there's a need for them to have proper consultation. Call town meetings, go and visit people, come and talk and tell them so that they would be able to done, rather than you write this statement and just saying this is what's going to be done. And so the $8, where it came from? Why?
We still got down, or did he break up on us a little bit?
Huh?
You're coming in and out a little bit sometimes, Darren.
Sorry.
But real quick. I got a couple of texts and I got a couple of calls, so I want to get to the calls, and I got a couple of texts for you guys specifically, so let's get to the call real quick, and then I got some texts for you guys. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? Oh, y'all back to that foolishness again today. The war room, eh? All right. So let me get a couple of these texts. First and foremost, Naughty, good afternoon to you guys. Good afternoon to Sarah. Naughty, ask Sarah for me, why are all these women who are protesting now, why don't they go and protest on the streets if they feel so impassioned about the rape allegations?
I think that's a very valid question. And I think it's something I would love to do. I think it's something we need to do. I think we need to stand together. I don't think we've been strong enough in that, but I think there are many women who have spoken out, but I don't think there's enough. And this only takes us back to the referendum and the issues we've had before there, you know, where people have been influenced not to vote and have it's turned into an issue over gay rights, which has nothing to do with what we're fighting for as women. We're just asking as women not to be raped in our marital homes. And I don't think it's anything that anybody wants. I don't think anybody could possibly agree that that's okay. And I don't think that anything to do with gay marriage, and it gets confused. And then women get scared about coming out. I mean, you know, you've got to look at the violence that's out there for women at the moment, you know, and what happens. I mean, I have to be honest, I've thought about it. I'm scared saying it. I don't want people to come up to me and say, oh, you think you're all that because you're talking on the radio about it. And you know,
there's far too many heinous acts of violence against women and children that go unaddressed, unannounced, and it's time that we stop.
But it's intimidating. So it's, and I think as women, we have to encourage each other. I know that we've started a group here in Grand Bahama, and we've had some other women from Nassau join in. We're trying to encourage women within that group to support our cause. I am very proud of this administration and of Ryan Pinder, and especially the Prime Minister's wife who has spoken out. She's the only Prime Minister's wife who I know that I've seen who has spoken up on this subject and agrees wholeheartedly that we need to change the law against marital rape. And I'm so proud of her because that's a big thing to do.
Well, you know,
she has the support of her husband on that. And, you know, I really, you know, we've had Hubert Ingram.
Well, maybe you need to lean on the office of the spouse. Maybe you need to liaise with the office of the spouse, and she has the PMs there because talking, but not a lot of delivering. A lot of talks. When he does decide to talk, when he doesn't go silent like FTX ran him in the ground like an ostrich head when he decided to say nothing. So, you know, he pontificates a lot, but delivers very little. We won't even go there. I.e., another example, the legalization and decriminalization of marijuana bill, which is lopsided and loopy and lacking in several areas. Well, plenty talks on it, but no delivery. So, with all due respect, when you talk about our AG, I think that stands for assisting gangsters. That's my acronym for it right now. Because, trust me, he ain't assisting behemoths.
Well, I have to be happy about the fact that we are trying to address this issue. Of course, I also want to address the fact about Bahamian women having, you know, the citizenship right for their own children. It baffles my mind in a Christian nation how a female Bahamian who is married to a foreign man cannot get citizenship for their child. But if the female woman was like in Spain and she, Bahamian female was in Spain and she had the baby out of wedlock, she would be allowed to have a Bahamian child. You know, I don't get it in this Christian nation.
And also have dual citizenship because that child would also be considered Spanish because, you know, their father is the heir of the crown of Spain. And of course, you know, everyone in the world, you know, if you got a Spanish parent, you're Spanish.
Exactly. But women have rights for citizenship all over the world. Why is this not here? And the person who wrote into you is completely right. We do need to protest. We do need to get out there. And more has to be done. So I am interested in talking to anybody about this. I you know, feel it cannot advance unless we push this cause. But again, you know, I know a lot of women won't come out. They'll support us behind the scenes, but I encourage them to think about it, to write letters, to stay vigilant on social media if that's their platform. Do need to see faces. I agree with that. And, you know, me personally, I'd love to have a walkout day and just all of the women in the world and Grandpa and the Bahamas. Hey, sorry.
Good
just
text.
Walk out and say enough's enough.
Just
you know?
A good text. Just can't
do like the citizens we are.
So that means, you know, we got to check Shawnee's new delivery, and we got to congratulate Shawnee Emilio Vivo on the birth of our baby boy and her husband, Michael. But boy, I tell you, now, is that kid Bahamian? Is that kid Estonian? Hey, hold on now. That little genetic freak belongs to us. And I say that in a good way. Because that kid genetically comes. Not here.
Not here. So that baby is not going to be a Bahamian.
Unless,
you know, she applies for it, which can take a long process. And sometimes they don't let you do it till you're 18. You know?
So you need
to think about these things.
Let's try to get this call in real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Lord, what's going on?
What's going on? Make it quick, bro, because we got to get to the news.
Hey, listen, I want you to draw your attention to something. Since the PLP came into power, right? How many of their cronies have they settled cases against in undisclosed numbers?
Boy, I don't have that okay, data at my fingertips, but I would say several.
The Michelle Reckley case, that's still...
I was just going to bring that one up. The answer to that one's still blowing in the wind.
Okay, what's the lady there who knocked down the police?
Who allegedly knocked down? Are you talking
allegedly
about
knocked down the
MP for Elizabeth, yeah, Ms. Scobie right. Davis.
So you honestly think it's something that's going to happen is an Elementary case? Look at the trend.
Yeah, I believe somebody go hold up the rug and somebody go hold the broom and somebody go have the dustpan.
Yeah. And let me touch base on this water situation, people. I want your attention. I want to bring to your attention, bring to your guests' attention that in Grand Bahama, unless you get specific written instructions from the Port Authority, it's illegal to drill a well in your yard to get water.
Wow.
If the port found that you have a well in the back of your yard, and say nearest where there's no water running, if they find you got a well in the back of your yard, you could be arrested. It's against the law. The Port Authority has the exclusive rights to the well, water well, and Grand Bahama.
Wow.
Now, can I...
Go ahead, Doc.
As relates to the caller in reference to needing permission to dig a well in your yard, that's absolutely correct. I don't know the board will grant such approval, but as relates to being arrested, there aren't much teeth that the Port Authority has as relates to prosecution. There are some guidelines that we should follow as residents, but as relates to the enforcement of some things, the only thing the Port Authority could do to those persons that have illegal wells in their yard is to be able to do their best to gain access and to close them up. But as relates to prosecution, that's going to take quite a bit of action for them to be able to do it. And I go on record to say that. Even as relates to illegal operations in businesses, the port don't have much biting teeth to be able to stop illegal operators from operating. And clearly we've seen it. Even, with persons doing as they wish in the port zoning. And there are some areas of the port that has wells because of the zone that doesn't need approval for because of the zone. But I don't know how much teeth the port has relates to biting and enforcing this law that they have, other than just closing up those wells that they could find, and that if they have the manpower and again, if the port is ready to open up the can of worms and dealing with water wells, then there are persons like myself who's going to demand for them to do even much more than they should be doing other than water wells. Because right now you can't provide properly because I can't function three bathrooms and a washroom in my house. I got to use them in stages. So you're worrying about water wells when you should be worrying about illegal operators. But as relates to arrested and prosecuted, I don't think that it's not in their law. Not in their law. You have to show me that part.
All of this for water though.
Yeah, for water.
For water, basic human necessity.
For water that they're finding in the ground.
Ah, God. We got to get into the news now, but I appreciate you both of you are chiming in so candidly today. And obviously, we got to continue that conversation, Sarah, regarding marital rape. And we do need to continue the conversation about the airport, Dan, because a lot of talk about the airport, but ain't nothing done.
The airport was supposed to be in April. They were supposed to start they were supposed to start knocking down the old facility. That is part of what he said at the Business Outlook.
Sound like we got to get Jimmy, my good friend Jimmy from Above the Rim. Didn't he get the highway fixed by Dan in the South? Let Jimmy get stuff fixed in the airport. Above the Rim.
you got us in Abaco fighting hard.
Yeah, boy, I tell you. All right, well, I appreciate you guys. And we'll do it again next week. Dan, if you're available, definitely chime back on in. Sarah, I know I'll hear from you again next week. So thank you as always. And continue
and
to get...
please maybe consider letting us come on and talk about Women's Rights Wavy.
Yeah.
Time. We'd love to do that.
We'll set up a separate show, man. We'll make that happen.
That would be great. I've got had a lot of comments from us being on the radio today already. So
all right, well, let's get back and we'll make that happen on another day.
Outside of
Tuesday. So we can dedicate the whole show to it.
Thanks for having you back with us.
Thank you guys for chiming in. We're going to take a quick break now, and then we'll go straight to the news. And on the 5 o'clock hour, we'll be talking sports. All right? Yeah.
Right.
And I right here to talk about my boy. We got Robin chop up last night. But y'all can hear something out of me, but y'all never really heard before on the flip side of the break in 5 o'clock. You might just hear me give LeBron just a little smidgen of credit. Just a smidgen. He's still a big sis. Anyway, I can't stand him. But I can give him a smidgen. Mr. Producer, take me out of before Eric O'Clock.
Me just a do it like Nike. 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 Them one poison me from me thing up. Plus me and them girlfriend a link up.
Hello.
Dog, where you did that when they think tough?
When faced with an illness like cancer, we band together. And we at Cleveland Clinic in Florida have your back. From advanced cancer treatments to extra safety measures at all of our locations, we're with you on this journey. For every infusion and follow-up, for every step of the way, for every care in the world, Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. To learn more or connect with a local representative, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
People, what you're thinking?
We want something different.
Uh-huh. People, what you wanting?
We want local government.
I can tell them no more slunking.
We want CH function.
I can tell them no more joking.
I forgot.
Going down Blue Hill Road. Going down Village Road. Going down Nassau Road. We want local government. We want local government.
Right.
We want local government.
Shed a
love. We want local government.
We are called for local government.
Sign the petition and find out more information at risebahamas.net.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping is easy to come in store. Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
My mommy made sure that I was vaccinated because she loves me.
Getting our precious little ones vaccinated protects them from so many diseases like polio, measles, and whooping cough. Vaccines are safe and effective. Immunizations can prevent illnesses and even death.
As we celebrate our 50th year of independence, let's move forward to protecting ourselves and each other from vaccine-preventable diseases. Upward to achieving the highest vaccination rates in the region, and onward to a safer, healthier Bahamas. We can achieve this together. In New Providence, Lizard and Town Clinic, Flamingo Gardens Clinic, Elizabeth Estate Clinic, or if you're in the Family Island Clinic, visit any of your routine vaccination clinics for vaccines. COVID-19 vaccines are also available.
This message is brought to you by PAHO WHO, the Ministry of Health and Wellness, and USA.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Yeah, watch me, watch me. No matter how hard them are fighting, yeah. Upstream is
Talking Heads with
from
what dear, yeah. Brought to you by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Perseus Island Games, Rise Bahamas, and Tropical Gyros.
Me just a do it like Nike. Them one poison me from me thing up. Plus me and them girlfriend a link up.
Hello.
Dog, where you did that when they think tough? No food, clean water for drink up. Now me and the dog, them a link up. Big truck, 20-inch rim, just a spin up. The pioneer just a kick up. And a hip-hop apocalypse up.
Hello.
You can't see the star through the tint up. Plus me and the Cuban a link up. Rose gold so the Cuban linked up. How much ice just a her and me ring so.
Okay.
From what day you may find out, certain people don't like me. Everyone crocus bag a thing now. Next throw me I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them a spite me, me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. 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 Me just a do it like Nike.
Me tell you the truth, if I were the light, me neither.
The Tuesday, April 25th edition of Talking Heads continues right now. We're back at you. We're into the 5 o'clock hour, 5:12 p.m. is the time. And before we get into the sports, let me just, you know, a couple of, I appreciate all the texts chiming in. And I don't want you to think I missed you. Yeah, there's still from, you know, little drag over from the first hour regarding the headlines regarding crime. Good day, yes. Naughty Fernanda, delusional when it comes to serious crime. Wonder if he's ever noticed that every time he comes on and says crime down with an hour's the announcement of that announcement, there's another spate of crimes, including murders. Boy, I tell you. Naughty, the murderers are auditioning for action-packed thrillers out here in broad daylight. They obviously looking for a road in Hollywood. You're all good, but you're making sense. Boy, this one could set it off. Naughty, great show as usual. Serious crime down 28%, but we rocking up 3 murders a day. Boy, I tell you. Naughty, the police lock up someone for allegedly in 30 minutes or less, but the MP hasn't reached the police station yet. Boy, I tell you. And one more thing, Naughty. If Biden could run again for president at 104, we could bring Mr. Ingram back. And your PFPs, don't suck your teeth and say nothing. If they could bring Biden back, we could bring Ingram. Oh, my God. This one right here, though. I don't know. This one all over the radar. I don't know. Good afternoon, Naughty. Let me start off by saying I believe any person convicted of rape should be physically or chemically castrated, meaning evidence was presented against them in the court of law and they were found guilty. What I'm hearing is different regarding this rape allegations against this MP. The public wants him tarred and feathered without due process. So how can I and most men believe a fair process would be had if we should believe all women? Now I'll pivot to the marital rape picture. I believe the evidence, not the emotions. Okay. But if you're going to get to a point of due process, isn't part of the process investigating all parties concerned to find out if there is any truth or merit to said allegations? And then you continue from there? But anyhow, like I say, you always text me with some solid stuff. You just, to me, you went over the radar to see. All right, but I just want to make sure, you know, you take the time to text. I want to make sure, you know, read them and get them all in. All right, now we got Pearly. I was killing time for Pearly, too.
You getting time for me?
Yeah, I was waiting on you.
We done row all last night, so I know we can row about today.
Stop. That's the stop. Stop. That recant that. Retract that. Pull that back. You hear that sound? We row all. No, stop.
We had our
stop. Now, look here. Producer laughing at us like, come on, man, Pearly. Stop now.
We cussed each other about the game last night. After the game, and you call me mad because the Lakers beat the Grizzlies.
No, I call you back after you pop off talking stuff, but it's over with your bad spelling.
It's over.
We'll get to that. Okay? We'll get to that. As a matter of fact, Mr. Producer, you have it lined up?
You really prepared today.
Yes, as far as that game last night goes, I've turned to my good friend, one of my favorite players of all time, Rasheed Wallace, please.
Oh, my God. That's what you wanted to go to the bottom of the barrel? My God.
Go ahead. No, Rasheed had a great quote when it comes to times like these, right? And let him hear it. Just go.
Both teams play hard. God bless and good night.
I remember that.
Okay. All right.
I remember that. All right.
Even Sancho saw that today. He said, yeah, that's a good one because you can stoke me too. Because guess what? I don't know who had them two little turbots fired up last night. But key. Boy, sound like Uncle Pearly's verbiage too. Boy, almost the same thing they said in the game. You tell me after the game. So I believe you've been trying to coach them up on the side.
They're good kids. They understand.
I got to tell them, don't listen to everything Uncle Pearly tell you all, you know. Not everything.
No, they know sense when it comes. They know that you have this biased opinion. They know I can be real with them and I can educate them in the right way.
Bias? Play. Listen
yes,
to me.
Bias. A hate. A dislike.
They also know that Pops is a realist. And when you identify said cancer, the best thing to do is remove it, correct? And that might not be the first course of diagnosis. Maybe other physicians might say take a different route. But inevitably, if we can end up to this point, but let's get it out now, sooner rather than later.
All right. No problem in that.
But let me go on record, okay? Let me go on record because I told everybody I had something to say. So let me go on record. Now, this goes in no way, shape, or form. I still can't stand LeBron James. All right?
Me too.
Let me clear the air. Because I've said this all the time, so I don't want this to be no confusion. Because I've always been one, as crazy as it sounds, to champion his causes off the court. The philanthropic work, the schools, the business and stuff. You can't run from that. So I'm not mad at him for that. Only thing off the court that kind of I thought was a business deal was him coming to L.A. But outside of that, what he does off the court, I commend and I applaud.
Okay.
All right? So let's set that straight. Now,
on
the court, in between them four lines, like how he used to say, them four lines, like how he liked to say, between them four lines, he is the one of the most snivelingest, whiniest, petulant prima donnas I've ever seen in the history of sports. Okay? And I can't stand that version of it. But, and we know all that comes with. However, even I cannot deny a 20-27 line. I can't do that. I cannot deny it.
Okay.
20 points, 20 rebounds, 7 assists. Listen, and I'll be honest. I've gone to bat for AD plenty times. Gotten arguments with you and plenty other people.
Yes, you
trying to defend AD because I am still a fan of the big man. I still feel there's a place in basketball for the big man, for the center and back to bucket players. I still do, and I'll argue that.
Yes,
you can't have me arguing for you, babe. And you go from AD, always disabled, to ADD, as in attention deficit disorder. No disrespect to my folks with ADD, but my God, you can't string two good games in a row together?
You can't string one.
Now,
he's done nothing in this series.
Hold on. Defensively, block shots and boards, yes. But you're 7 foot. You're supposed to block shots and get rebounds when the, and I'm not using this as an excuse because injuries are part of the game, but you must have killed down there.
If he had scored his regular 20 plus points, the Lakers would already sweep Memphis.
So I can be honest with you. I think, and for Memphis, for the flip side of the coin, listen. I love Ja Morant to pieces. Y'all know that. Yeah. That's my guy. That's my new favorite player. However, you got to be able to craft the referees. You got to craft that respect out of them. Yeah, you drive to the hole and you dunk.
Not only that.
And but you got to start finishing and you got to start going in and getting some clear-cut fouls and you got to be smart with the way you go to the hoop. You keep driving to the hoop like that all and over, you can be Derrick Rose part two and you can be out of the league in short order.
People, the fellas know what he does. He is trying to translate regular season into playoffs, and he hasn't learned that it's not the same thing.
Right.
So when you're coming down the court in the regular season, drive the middle lane, fellas ain't about to try getting the way. They're moving out the way. They let you look like the super highlight.
That's where your game needs to mature. You need the maturation process, and going through processes like this, what he's facing against the Lakers, will make him better. Because I guarantee you, next year's playoff time come around, instead of driving all the moves, that little 12-foot jumper, would he be icing people up? Well, you can see him go to that plenty, driving like he's going to the hole.
Memphis has a lot of potential. Right up. The problem I have in Memphis is when he jump up there and say, he don't have no concern about the West. He only worry about Boston. You see, you don't make them things until you prove yourself.
Well, listen.
And then when you tell it, then when you come in and tell in the mind, you poke the bear and you this and you owe.
That's Brooks. Everything cool. You can have players try to psych themselves up and up themselves.
But you know, but see, if Brooks was, if he was Dennis Rodman, okay, fine. You can make them.
Brooks.
But you Brooks, you even need that bigger threat.
Brooks
is leaving you wide open all night and tell you beat us. You beat us tonight.
Brooks need to work on his game and Brooks needs to thoughts and who to talk smack to. Now, as far as Ja Morant goes, I want him to roll right back around next year and say, hey, I'm not worried about the West. You know why? Because I still want him to have that mentality. I come in to win. I come in to dominate. You don't want him to be put off. But you got to be able to pick your spots a little bit better. When the referee's not giving you the call, you drive 3-4 times in a row. They ain't giving you that call because it's playoff basketball and you need to adjust to get those points. The great ones did it. Jordan did it. Kobe did it. AI did it. You know what I mean?
He's not going to get the call because they would have to have called it for AD and they wasn't giving AD the call. So I thought it panned out. It evened out.
So you're saying the refs made the sacrifice on either side? Nothing for Morant, nothing for AD,
I don't think it was a sense of we're not going to give him the calls because we don't respect him. You know, they just, in my opinion, did not do a very good job of calling that game last day. They allowed the teams to be physical. They knew Memphis was coming in there to be a physical team. They allowed it, and then they come back. They were allowing Memphis to be physical all game, hacking, do whatever they had to do. And then you tell me, now you want me to stop calling it that way because your man come down the lane? No, that's what really was.
Yeah,
that would hurt Memphis because Memphis was getting away with it all game, and now you can't expect me to flip it.
Listen, at the end of the day, the Lakers still had 10 more free throws than the Grizzlies.
Because the Grizzlies took a lot. How many more jump shots did the Grizzlies take to the Lakers
Pretty. My bigger point to this.
If each team are driven to the bucket 20 times and the Lakers get 10 more, okay. But if they only drive to the bucket 10 times and the Lakers drive to the bucket 40 times,
I'm not looking at last night's game in a nutshell, you know. There's a bigger point I'm trying to make here.
The bigger point, but see, I know what your bigger point is, but the bigger point to look at is the Lakers have been the team trying to drive to the bucket all for the
just
last
Just let me make my point. Let me make my point, man. Just because we discussed my point yesterday, that don't mean you can cut me off. Let me still make it, and then you counterpoint it like you did.
Okay, make your point.
All right, the point is, and it ties back to how the league, I feel the league is invested. Notice how I said I feel. I feel the league is invested in LeBron. They have a vested interest in him, okay? Now, you and I both know against the Celtics game early in the year, prior to the trades, LeBron, you saw that acting performance LeBron did when he was fouled and the referee in Boston didn't call it. They came back a couple days later and said they blew the call, right? Remember with all his histrionic and dropping down on the court and somebody shot him. Okay, but you know from the very next game, right up until last night, the Lakers have gotten the most free throws in the NBA from that point till now. From that point up until now. So I'm just saying, it talks to my bigger picture of how the league is invested in LeBron. Okay. He went 890 over that. And you know what? This is something that's going to be with the Lakers all the way through. And I guarantee you in the next series, if they advance and so on and so forth, that will be the cry of coaches. Remember how Phil Jackson used to do it against Portland when Adamman would get the Trailblazers all the free throws. And by game two, Phil would already say, we're not getting enough free throws. It's a disparity in free throws. There's a problem with the league. And once you start that route, guess what happens?
I agree with you. That's your opinion. I disagree with you.
I'm not saying that you agree. You don't have to agree.
The key element of your whole conversation right there that puts all kind of holes in making a leaky bucket is, you remember that game just before the trade?
What game that before the trade?
That he played, that team that he was on, that when he did that action, is not the same team that played last night.
Purdy, that's what you slept on, and that's what you slept on and come with as a counter?
You made me shut up, and I listened to you. God. You made me shut up, and I listened. Strictly jump-shooting team, the team that now driving to the bucket, making passes, cutting to the bucket, running a double pick and roll, then to the bucket, so they're making more attempts inside the paint. So they will have more fouls in because they're making more plays inside the paint.
Pearly, you know how I got you? Let me tell you how I got you. I remember this very candid argument, and I wish you would have gone with the other argument that you presented yesterday because I was strong too. But this is very eerily reminiscent of the argument, and I wish you would have been doing radio back then so we could have had it saved in the annals of time. But I remember me and you talking back in the day when Shaq and Kobe was there, and they used to say that the Lakers was getting all the free throws and the hack of Shaq and all of this foolishness. And you know what you said? Well, what do you expect? The Lakers pound the paint. They have Shaquille O'Neal. They have Robert Horry. They have Kobe Bryant. You remember that?
Yes.
You remember that? And you really come again. You blew the dust off that one and trumpeted it there again. So that tells me, and just let me finish, as a Laker fan, back in the day, because I didn't have no problem with Shaq, and you know Kobe was my guy, Lord bless the dead. Wait, you know, that was the argument we take. But you knew, and I knew, that Phil Jackson used to lobby, and they used to make sure we got a multitude of free throws. And that's how you made it look good, by saying we pound the paint and we go inside.
You know, one thing I did was, I mean, you had this, and full disclosure, people, Lordy and I had this discussion last night. I literally went and did some search to see
that's how many. That's why you think the show is so good, because we come in prepared.
They're taking buying more shots, they're taking jump shots, and they're taking a lot more shots in the paint. And they're out shooting their opponents in the paint a lot, so they're going to have more fouls.
Let's get to the...
That's a fact. That's a natural numbers fact.
Let's go to the phone line. Just, do you know who this might be, right? Because he, I'm sure
I know
maybe.
That might be. Before he said, because this dude put up 56 points last night, and he's looking good. The brother going to be calling every day now.
Oh, Lord.
Don't blow that 3-1 lead. That's all I got to say. Don't blow that 3-1 lead.
How long he been missing in action, though?
No, that's all right. That's okay with me. Fine. All I'm saying is, do not blow the 3-1 lead. That's
and,
all I have
to and say. I will tell you before we go to the call, practice what you preach.
Oh, make a blow ass. I'll go tomorrow. We're this thing tomorrow night.
Call up. Talking ass.
We're thing tomorrow night.
No, that's
so we can swim in their pool.
That's what.
That's Arizona. They don't have a pool. We're going to their
Florida beach. That's what Big Sancho say, you know, to tell you that's what you're wrong. Because they can get 5 again and 6 in L.A. That's what he say.
Worst case scenario, 6 in L.A., but it ain't getting 6 again and 5.
All right, let's go to the phone line.
I said it 3 days ago. I said it 2 days ago, and I said it again today.
All
it's
right.
Over in 5.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
This is again, Naughty. But you owe me $10, eh? You owe me $10. Put back my card. You and Pearly talking plenty. Pearly, do listen, Naughty. Do listen, Naughty.
Because
Johnson, Matt Johnson and Byron Scott owe me some money. They say I threw my
TV. JJ, hold on. Let me ask you a question. And I don't know what you're talking about. Byron Scott and Magic Johnson. Lakers went through the playoffs undefeated. They're ready to take on the Pistons to do a three-peat back in the
game. Yeah.
And in the practice before the final start, Magic Johnson and Byron Scott pull their hamstring.
Lion, cook me. Magic Johnson and Isaiah was good friends. They couple and always kill Lakers. I bet all that big money back in the day. I can't wait until I see Magic and Byron Scott give me back my money.
Man, look
at that. And Jabbar who been playing good ball. Good ball. Byron Scott over. Teddy, what are you getting the ball for? At the coach, Naughty, I got TMV by 2-3 ball. I put you on the bench. I put you in the bench because you missing.
I with you, man. I with you, JJ.
I don't play.
I was
do some big money.
Boy,
hey, Pearly. Look here. I with you. As long as AD, I just had to talk because I was talking right now. If AD say AD, nobody be the Lakers. Nobody. That's
But they're saying Jason being healthy, though, JJ. The last couple of games, it has nothing to do with health.
No.
Like, you focus.
No, if he plays,
one bad game, one good game, one bad game.
25 points, 20 rebounds, 10 blocks short, and 10 assists. That's a good player, man. Naughty.
Yeah, but you got to do that consistently.
I know basketball. That's good basketball, man.
But, JJ, you can't give me 25 and 14 tonight and then come back tomorrow night and give me 4, 9, and 2. No, man.
He's doing job, Naughty.
I was a big defender of AD, and Pearly will tell you that I used to get into hard arguments for AD, but I ain't gonna tell you where to lie. This dude, no man. He got to do better. He got to do better.
Look here. But back to my balance, Pearly, they gotta give me back my money when they lose. I can listen to the show, man. The show as usual, buddy.
All right, JJ, be safe. Boy, Pearly, I don't know, boy. I tell you, boy.
But you know what? I tell you it over in 5 because AD can get off in Memphis tomorrow night, and that's why you're gonna be over in 5.
No, I say Memphis goes one last stand and then comes to LA for a real exciting wrap up. Are the two ways
it's
to happen?
Over in 5, we getting home to rest to play the Kings or the Warriors, but don't matter because we can beat them too.
See that? Oh boy, that's why I have to come now and be the voice of reality.
If I say that convincingly about the Denver Nuggets then or the Phoenix Suns, you might say, let me bring the reality.
No, but Lakers, I can be honest with you. I don't think...
The Grizzlies, they have a very good chance of beating both either or the Kings or...
No.
The Kings nor the Warriors can match
the
front line.
I'll be honest with you. I think that if they... And you count your chickens, but anyway, I'll have you count them.
All right, it's over. It's over tomorrow.
So if they play Sacramento, I think they get a replay of the Memphis team, a young, talented team, but inexperienced, so they'll have an advantage there and a hole in the middle at the center position. But if you go up against Golden State, that team is dripping in Rudy Tomjanovic, in dripping in heart of a champion, dripping in experience, dripping in we don't care. We will show up to the party in a mismatched suit, but we in the suit, and we can pull the finest gal when we reach and we get tote. That's Golden State. They've been there, done that, got the T-shirt, and they're beating LeBron. He's beating them, but they're beating them as well. That might be, and that might be the best series. That might be a championship right there, to tell you the truth. We might see the best basketball being played right from there in that next round if they go up against Golden State. Against Sacramento, it's the same situations that, that Memphis is going through. Young, talented, but got to get that experience. And if they make it to the championship against a Denver or a Phoenix, that is where I would definitely be there for you, my brother, and say, I told you so, that it wasn't going to end this way. It was going to end this way for us. I told you.
I would say is, and then I would say is, I lived on borrowed money, and I mean, I lived on
house money. Yes.
And house money, so I happy.
And then I would tell you after that, now that it's gone, you still get a buffet coupon. So let's go get something to eat and have a drink and talk about who and how fast we can do this over again and get LeBron out of here.
But then I would be able to say, many of you thought I wouldn't even get as where I am today, and I am there now. So that's another, that'll be a blinding factor, a calming factor.
Yeah, we never thought you would get that far. We thought you was going to lose in the first place, but you impressed us by going further than you did before you lost.
Didn't think
so
the Lakers was going to make the playoffs. The Lord didn't think the Lakers would make this, but it's going to be a lottery team, but no first round pick.
Let's go to the phone lines, Pearly. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads.
Hey, what's in, Audi?
Hey, turn your radio down in the back, bro. Echoing. What's going on, brother?
Everything good. Thank you. I want to find out something from you, right?
Uh-huh.
You're talking about you before. You don't think the Lakers, if they beat Memphis, you don't believe that they could beat Warriors? That's what you say?
Listen, from the break, from before the playoffs started, I said, I'm a Laker, but I ain't getting my hopes up. I don't think we're going to advance beyond the first round. Now, you know Ja's my favorite player. So, yeah, we having some fun and we talking smack and all of that. And I toting it right now. And that's fine. But in the big picture, I always said, and Pearly will tell you this, I always had my doubts about this team simply because the matchups later on. And Golden State presents a matchup problem for them. A matchup problem for them. I disagree with Pearly. The difference is with Denver, you got Jokic, all right, who may be able to give AD problems. But if you look at the rest of that Denver team, they don't have an answer for some of those other players that have been successful for the Lakers right now. Your D'Angelo Russells, your Rui Hachimuras, and your Austin Reeves. Austin Reeves quietly has been the catalyst for that Lakers team. They ain't going to give him that much credit, but he has quietly been the catalyst for that team.
Okay, well, let me share something with you, right? Yeah, I know you like talk, but statics and statistics and things. In the regular season, the Lakers win the series with the same team, which you said he can't be. With the same set of players there.
Right. No. Not with the same set of players. That's a whole... Can tell you, the Lakers won in early season a couple of times. One when they didn't have Poole because he got punched in the face and Draymond was suspended. The other time when Steph was injured. Another time Klay was injured. They did win, but you can't say, and I won't allow you to say it, because if you go back and check the stats that you say I like to rely on, you'll see in several of them games, they were not at full strength. I'm telling you, that's regular season. Playoffs is different.
And that was not the same Lakers team either. That was a weak Lakers team.
Them red. One of the games, Anthony Davis didn't play. One of the games, LeBron didn't play. And they beat them. See, I'm trying to show you something.
And what
the
that
Lakers
is, that,
have a team right now, what they done built, they ready for championship series.
Okay, see, this fear, I don't want you out to get, I don't want you out to get too delusional.
Ain't none of them teams in the West right now won't meet Lakers.
Okay.
None of them.
Let's scale it down for you, bring you back to a reality check, okay? Now, throw everybody out of the team in the Western Conference right now. Is the Phoenix Suns. You agree with me or not? That's fine, but they are the best team.
On paper,
they're the best team.
Because of KD.
But if you look at the other components on that team, they are a hard matchup for the Lakers.
As long as Chris Paul stay healthy.
And I'll be honest with you, I disagree with you on Denver Pearly. I personally believe that Denver will give AD problems with Jokic and one or two out of the big men up front. But everything else on that team, they got issues with the Lakers because they're going to have to use Gordon to cover LeBron.
I said that I like I've been down in my brains and deep in the back of my storage of sporting brains, and you're kind of right.
Because when you put Gordon to cover LeBron, and you got Jokic and AD battling out, now who's that leave? That leaves your Reeves, your D-Los, your Hachimuras to do what they're doing.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'll be honest with you. You need to give Lonnie Walker the minutes or Troy Brown the minutes that you're giving to Beasley, because Beasley can't throw a rock in the ocean.
Troy Brown getting those minutes, but Lonnie Walker ain't got to earn that spot. I know you like him and you have an affinity for him, but
he got issues with Dalvin Ham, because when the brothers in the lineup, the brothers been scoring. You forget early in the year, that was one of the few dudes scoring the ball for us.
Yeah, but I was, early in the year, yeah.
Now, one thing I will say, though, and I was just looking at it and I said, boy, me and Pretty might have to do this dance again. Because, you know, there was a player that I thought the Lakers should keep. And I was adamant about them keeping him. And they let him go in free agency. And he wanted to stay. And that was one Malik Monk, who played his behind off of the Lakers last year. He's gone to Sacramento. And you forget now, you got that Kentucky backcourt.
Did he get
United.
Hurt? Didn't he get hurt?
No, not to the point that he's out. He got banged. And what's his name going to play tonight? Fox going to play with the fractured finger. So as long as still got that old Kentucky backcourt together, I tell you, that Sacramento Lakers series would be entertaining. I still would lean to the Lakers via experience, but that would be an entertaining series too. And underrated on that Sacramento team is Harrison Barnes, who's played some money ball, even though he missed that shot the other night.
Play tonight.
I said no, even though he missed that money ball the other night.
I said the Kings don't play tonight.
No.
To be tomorrow night.
Correct. So we'll see how it all pans out. Still a lot of basketball left to play, boy. Pretty. Lots of basketball left to play. And when I say that, if the first round goes the way it does and everybody continues to win the second round series, it's going to be a ton of good basketball games to watch. Now, quietly,
I agree.
We're focused on the Lakers, but what happened to Miami last night? Boy, I tell you.
So what happened in Milwaukee last night, you mean?
I said, what happened in Miami? I mean, Milwaukee went to pieces.
They were bad coaching. He made a fundamental mistake. Call a timeout. You're up by 13, and then all of a sudden you're down by 6. They cut it to 6. They cut it to 8. They cut it to 6. Call a timeout. He let them play straight through. Didn't adjust and put them.
Who he thought he was? Phil Jackson.
I said Phil Jackson, I'd play as he didn't mind Kobe them there. But these two is just they folded under the pressure. Jimmy Butler got hot and they kept the ball in his hand.
He dumped 56 in, man.
They were looking for him and say, here, Jimmy. Oh, Jimmy, come on, come for the ball. They wanted Jimmy to shoot.
Boy, anyway, I got something you can enjoy taking us home today. Rich Eisen is doing his mock draft. All right, Rich Eisen doing a full first round mock draft, okay? So that should be interesting.
That's interesting.
That'd be very interesting. That's Rich's take on it, on all what's come on in. And you know, Rich got his ear to the ground in the NFL. He's got a lot of hookups. You know something that's gone under the radar that has me upset with the NFL, though, is the fact that it's obvious that Marriott does not have a case against Michael Irvin. Michael Irvin has a case against them.
Yep.
Michael has offered to settle this amicably in certain ways so he could get back on TV, because, you know, that's his passion. But obviously the NFL hasn't budged, and I think the NFL Network right now is doing him a disjustice and a disservice and an injustice, because obviously we see how this is going. No police reports, nothing. Got nothing. And if you look at the video, Mike didn't do anything out of the way. So at the end of the day, I got a real big issue that they have not rehired Michael Irvin, and Michael Irvin should be doing draft coverage like he does every year.
That's not a good thing.
And if they put him back on the network, then they need to do it with a full apology from Eisen and the crew, or let the man go so he could join Fox or CBS or somewhere else, because he would land on his feet. He's very good at what he does. I don't think it's fair the way the NFL has allowed a huge sponsor like Marriott to take a career from somebody who they know and who's been part of the NFL, good, bad, and ugly, and is a fiver of the league.
Yep, he sure is.
And then we don't want to throw the race card in there either, Because had that been Kurt Warner, that would have been a whole different story.
Yep, yep. You're right. You're very right.
But I digress. So.
Yeah. Peace. Musa.
So, yeah, we got that. But there is something else coming up, too, that's kind of interesting. They say that, but they have decided who their number one selection is going to be.
And I hear it's not Harper.
Nope. Head coach Frank Wright has told reporters that he spoke with general manager Scott Fitterer on Monday, and they identified their preferred target. Rich added that the team was generally behind one prospect specifically and wanted to confirm in his belief. That aligns with multiple reports which identified Alabama's Bryce Young as the player in question. So it looks like Bryce Young is going to be the number one pick.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And here's the shocker. Do you know who the other player was that they were going back and forth over?
Who?
It wasn't C.J. Stroud.
Right. Who was it?
It was Will Levis.
I heard that.
And there again, I got to say the race card, because come on, man. C.J. Stroud, Will Levis was good at Kentucky, but he's no C.J. Stroud, my brother. I mean, come on. The NFL is going the route where you need mobile quarterbacks. You need quarterbacks with escapability. And yet we have this. And we have this. It's horrible, man. It's really an injustice what they're doing to the young African-American quarterback. And still no Lamar Jackson signing either.
Ah, boy. That's getting dicey.
Anyway, let's get to the break, Pearly.
That's getting dicey. That's getting real dicey.
Yep, that is getting dicey. We got Rich Eisen with the final ten. So let's take that. Me and Pearly will be back to wrap it up real quick. And we got the final ten with Rich Eisen with his mock draft. All right, that's all coming up on the flip side of the break right here as the Tuesday, April 25th edition of Talking Heads wraps it up on the flip side of the break.
I'm streaming, sir.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances, so come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Hazelnut meets mocha with the new Dunkin' Hazelnut Mocha Signature Latte. Savor the delicious coffee combination of smooth, rich espresso with silky chocolate and toasted hazelnut flavors. All topped with whipped cream, decadent mocha drizzle, and hot chocolate powder. Available hot or iced, the Dunkin' Mocha Latte is the perfect pick-me-up at any time of day. So why wait? Head to your favorite Dunkin' and enjoy the Dunkin' Hazelnut Mocha taste sensation today. The Bahamas runs on...
Shopping is so rewarding. With my Fidelity credit card, I get the best prices with price protection. Earn and redeem freedom points at my favorite stores. Get cash back. Plus, I booked a cruise. Get your Fidelity credit card today. Call 356-7764. Fidelity, we're good for
you. People, what you thinking? What you wanting?
We want local government.
I can tell them no more slunking.
We want see it function.
I can tell them no more joking.
I forgot.
Gone down Blue Hill Road. Gone down Village Road. Gone down Nassau Road. We want local government. We want local government.
Fix the road.
We want local government.
Share the love.
We want local government.
We are called for local government.
Sign the petition and find out more information at risebahamas.net.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I like me. Everyone got a spaghetti now. Make sure me a do.
We're back at you right here on the Tuesday, April 25th edition of Talking Heads. Pearly, we got one game on top tonight in the NBA, right? Oh, no, we got a couple of games tonight, man. We got Pearly back, or he muted out again? All right.
Oh, sorry, but the guys were shooting past in motorcycles. I just wanted to quiet it out for a second.
There you go. Not a problem, man. You got the Hawks and the Celtics. I like the Celtics wrapping that up tonight, bro.
Yeah, that should shut down tonight. That should be over tonight.
I like the Nuggets wrapping up the Timberwolves tonight.
That should shut down tonight, too.
And I like Phoenix wrapping up the Clippers because Kawhi just decided to be Kawhi. So I like those three games, you know, and I will take all of them. Take all the home teams to wrap it up tonight. My three Celtics, Nuggets, and Suns. Three-team parlay. Bet it, set, and forget it with the Island Game. Simply log on to theislandgame.com. Click on the sports book and play responsibly. But those three right there, that's winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Looks like a plan with me. I'll go with what you say.
And so you know.
I'm fine with that.
Just so you
I'm
know.
I'm fine with that.
On my parlay last night, I did a little teaser action with the Grizzlies points. So I ended up actually winning even though they lost.
Okay.
Silver lining, okay. Baby. Silver lining.
Always there is always a silver lining.
They may have lost, but I still won. Anyhow, we're going to get to the break there, Pearly, and we're going to get into Rich Eisen with his mock draft coming up. So with some of the latest news we've heard out of Carolina, should be interesting, Rich's take on it. But come Thursday night, we'll be talking NFL draft, buddy.
All righty, I'll be here. Not a problem. Look forward to it.
All right. We'll do it again tomorrow, man. Be safe. Appreciate your contributions as always. And everybody who chimed in today, good stuff. Want to thank Freeport as well. Let's get to the break. Rich Eisen will take us home. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Talking Heads.
Take time.
I know certain people not like me. I pre one crocus bagat thing now. Next to me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy, you know. No matter how hard them are spite me. Me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. 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 Me just a do it like Nike.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options. And we set up a robotic prostatectomy with my scans lines of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Original or hot and spicy?
Feeling original? Think twice. Here's some precise advice. Always add the spice.
Hey, that's great. Take your time, brother. I don't want you to run too far out with your spicy self.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, more hot, but you still ain't got the right flavor.
Listen, just like the Colonel, I'm an original. You're a spicy gum lately.
You think so? Original. You could never.
There's no winning flavor. They're all finger-licking good. Only at KFC Nassau.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You get cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them mother jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We can make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Hazelnut Signature Latte. Savor the delicious coffee combination of smooth, rich espresso with silky chocolate and toasted hazelnut flavors. All topped with whipped cream, decadent mocha drizzle, and hot chocolate powder. Available hot or iced, the Dunkin' Mocha Latte is the perfect pick-me-up at any time of day. So why wait? Head to your favorite Dunkin' and enjoy the Dunkin' Hazelnut Mocha taste sensation today. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I've done this. How many years in a row have I done this? I forget.
It's at least two or three.
Look, it is the only time I wade into the pool of the mock drafts. And I just have to let everybody understand, going into this, this is the most draft, one of the least predictable drafts I can recall. That involves quarterbacks, too. And a 30% hit rate on this. That puts me in the Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum, right?
We'd make some money on 30%.
So you just want three picks, right?
I don't. This is not about money. I feel like I should be like David Letterman with the stupid human in Petrix. Please, no wagering. Is that what he said every single time before introducing that?
I thought you said bet the farm on
it. No. No.
makes
them. I don't approve. So I need NFL Films music, Mike, or for you to stop doing whatever you're doing on your phone.
I was
Thank
waiting
you.
For you to say you there we go. Say it. I'm ready.
And just please understand, this is not the real draft. I understand.
Oh.
Rich is talking the draft picks on TV. It might be the real draft.
It
no,
might
no,
be.
No.
It
there's
be.
No.
It is.
There's no Kansas City fountain behind me or Union Station behind me. I'm just mocking it.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Thank you. Here you go.
That's what Mike was looking at.
Number one on the list.
I guess.
Carolina Panthers traded all the way up to go get Bryce Young. That's it.
-800.
That's it. I don't care that Will Levis has a Reddit stream or a friend that put on Reddit that he's already been told he's going to be the Carolina Panthers choice. They traded all the way up, all those draft picks to take Will Levis over Bryce Young. That ain't happening. It's Bryce Young. I believe it was Bryce Young at the combine. There was a hot minute where CJ Stroud. It's Bryce Young. Number two, the Texans. It was definitely going to be whoever the Panthers didn't take of Young or Stroud, right? Until about a week and a half ago, suddenly Schefter saying, wouldn't surprise me if the...
Sources say.
Whenever you imitate Schefter, you got to imitate Caliendo imitating Schefter.
It could be.
Right? So
it might not
be a quarterback. It could be somebody other than a quarterback. And Breer echoed that sentiment. Breer came on, he echoed that sentiment. Mm-hmm. So when the Texans get on the clock, it'll be a big mystery Thursday night, and then they're going to take C.J. Stroud anyway. Let's get out of here. Get out of here.
Don't think too hard on this, right, Rich?
Get out of here. What are you going to let him show up in Indianapolis, really, and face him two times a year?
Just turn the card in.
Get out of here. Get out of here. How is it not C.J. Stroud? Please.
I don't know.
I mean, it could be Will Anderson. It could be Tyree Wilson. It could be...
Will Levis is the favorite, Rich.
Okay. All right. Fine. That would be great for him. You might not hear his name in the next few minutes, as far as I'm concerned. Oh. I don't know.
Whoa.
Number three overall. Again, my mock draft doesn't have trades. I'm not going to sit here and say this guy's trading up because, honestly, the only trade I'm concerned about right now is the Rodgers trade, having T's crossed and I's dotted already. Okay. Will Anderson Jr. is going to be the third overall pick. Hey. Arizona's going to take this kid out of Alabama and tell him to go hunt the NFC West quarterbacks for a decade plus. That's who I got third overall. Now, what happens at four? I'm hearing a ton of Will Levis here. But if I'm going to go basically chalk coming out of the combine and say everything that's happened over the last 6, 7, 8 weeks has just been smoke line season stuff, and the way that you evaluated him coming out of the combine through the pro days and all that stuff means Anthony Richardson's an Indianapolis Colt.
Hey, whoa.
I'm taking him fourth overall. Want to talk about an upside? You want to talk about a ceiling? And if this means Gardner Minshew's got to play a year in the AFC South,
so be it.
Count me in. Count me in with all his Burt Reynolds memes and his jean short shorts.
Short.
All of it. Let's go.
I mean.
But I think Anthony Richardson's too good for the guy who just was coaching Jalen Hurts to pass up. I'm going to take him. Number five on this list means this would be the Jalen Carter spot to land. And Daniel Jeremiah came on yesterday, said he had one highly well-placed source, knowledgeable source, saying Seahawks are taking Jalen Carter. And another one saying no chance to take Jalen Carter. I say they take Tyree Wilson and stick him up there to go hunt. He might be number three overall, which means Will Anderson can wind up here. You heard how Seattle went and chatted with Will Anderson, too. But I go Tyree Wilson here. And Seattle takes that kid out of Texas Tech and tells him to go hunt in the NFC West, just like the Cardinals do Will Anderson. Number six, this is where things are going to get a little bit, off the reservation or not. I say with the Lions holding on to the pick, you heard how Bijan Robinson went and visited him. You've heard how, Jalen Carter went and visited. I say they go Devin Witherspoon. I say they go corner out of Illinois. I think he's going to be really talented in the NFL, and I think the Lions believe it. And I think that they could use him, right? So Okuda out, Witherspoon in. Let's roll. Yep. Number seven on the list, the
Raiders.
Thank you.
Oh, Mike.
Look at you, Mike.
And you think I don't pay attention?
You do.
Oh,
you
Mike.
Way to go, Mike.
Good job.
Attaboy.
Del Tufo.
Matty Cans. Okay.
The autumn wind is Del Tufo paying attention.
Yes.
Even though it's the spring. And it's his job to pay attention.
True.
Technically.
They're going offensive lineman here, and they're going to take the kid out of The Ohio State. Paris Johnson Jr. is going to be a Raider, and he's going to protect Jimmy Garoppolo or whoever they choose to put back there once Jimmy G hands the reins over to who knows. But the autumn wind is Paris Johnson Jr., and he can protect the blind side of Jimmy Garoppolo as he tries to take the Raiders to the promised land. And music, Sting, attaboy. Number eight, look at you. I'm going to make Sarah Tiana happy, Chris. I'm putting Bijan Robinson in Atlanta.
He's a favorite there.
Why wouldn't they do this?
Makes too much sense.
They hit the hell out of their defense in free agency.
Sure did.
Let's go.
Got Desmond Ridder, help him out.
Let's go. Bijan running a ball, running a rock, controlling the clock. Arthur Smith, look what he did with Derrick Henry in his offense. I'm not saying the kid's Derrick Henry. I'm just saying he'd be a really good asset right here, and I think they're going to go wait for him. Number nine, coming out of the combine, at the combine, just fresh out of the combine. It was this kid from Northwestern, Peter Skoronski, holding down the fort for Justin Fields. I mean, he's exactly what the Bears need. I've been told the Bears covet him. He's well known to the fan base, obviously, there in Chicago. And how do you not want to hear Bears fans say the word Skoronski?
Right.
Like, literally, we would have to call up George Wendt. We would have to get Joe Mantegna back on the show just to say that word and then send him in a courtesy car back home.
Worth it.
And then number 10 on the list, he's fallen all the way down to him, and you know the Eagles would just jump all over him. Jalen Carter as a Philadelphia Eagle would be a shocker. And I just wanted to just go really off the reservation and just have this kid drop right into Philip.
From what day you may find out, certain people not like me.